Good morning, everyone. Glad you guys could all make it here this morning. We're going to start off with a few announcements. If you want to look to your bulletin, we'll run through them there. The VBS staff meeting is this Wednesday on the 21st at 6 p.m. here at the church. Come to the fellowship hall, and we'll talk about the different things we got going on for VBS and kind of hopefully answer some of your guys' questions and stuff. So if you're looking to volunteer for that, please come to that. If you can't come to that, let me know, and I'll get you the information and the materials that you need and your shirts and all that stuff. Next week is Memorial Day weekend, and there's no Sunday school then, so just make note of that. You can see the announcement about the VBS there and that QR code you can register. If you have not registered your kids yet, please do so we can get numbers so we can do that. And figure out things for snacks and crafts and all different kinds of things. So it would be nice if you could do that. Also, I was going to say, too, if I know we're out in the middle of nowhere and there's a lot of ranching stuff around here, and the theme is Wonder Junction, and it's kind of out in the Midwest, kind of a thing, I don't know, cowboy kind of stuff. So if you have, like, I don't know, hats or, like, cowboy hats or boots or old boots that you could, like, use for decorations, like that some people use, like those big wagon wheels. If you have stuff like laying around that we could borrow for the week, come talk to me, and then it would be kind of cool. I like using stuff like that to decorate with. So if you have stuff like that, come talk to me between church and Sunday school or after Sunday school, and then we can figure out how to get that stuff here. If you can let us use that, that'd be awesome. Also, the tables and chairs, just make note of that when you guys are garage sales and graduations and all that stuff. Just the white ones can't leave the building. Take the metal ones or the wood tables. Also, we're still looking for help back with the live stream. If you could help with that, that would be awesome during the summer and so forth. The baby bottle fundraiser is still going on. There's some bottles out there in a little stand in a basket. Take those, fill them up with change, cash, checks, whatever, and then bring those back on June 15th for the Plus One Pregnancy Center. Also, one that didn't make it in there this week but will be in there next week is Aaron's bridal shower. I suppose we could say Aaron and Travis's, but I'm pretty sure this is for Aaron. But it's June 8th at the Methodist Church at 2 p.m. So that'll be out in the bulletin and the different things going on. So make note of that. June 8th at 2 p.m. at the Methodist Church for those two. So are there any other announcements this morning? We'll go to our call to worship then, which is from Psalm 27:1. And it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?"
Well, good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. We're going to sing together number 56, Day by Day. It'll either be up on the screen or on your hymn book. I ask you to stand with me, please. Number 56, Day by Day. Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me, he whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith, sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, error to take as from a father's hand. One by one, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Well, good singing. If you take this time to greet one another, let each other know that you're glad to see them. Well, again, we're grateful that you've chosen to worship with us today as we go through this very busy season of the year, and grateful for the graduations that have occurred, both for college and for high school, and there's still several more of the schools around, Sunshine being one that has graduation coming up this next weekend. A couple of prayer requests. Dean Weaver's brother-in-law, Dave, we've had on the prayer chain through this week. There was some concern about a spot on his liver. It is an abscess, and it is not cancer. So he is on medication, but he is back home and recovering. And then one other one, just reminded that Will and Lauren Kelly, that Will has been out at Sunshine as the boys' dorm supervisor, and this is their last Sunday with us. Because they will be transitioning. He will be the pastor at the Highmore Church of Christ. And so grateful that we've got to have them be a member for a year. Well, at least Will. Lauren's been a couple years. But we'll be praying for them as they launch and transition the change of ministries, and grateful for God's leading in their life. Any other prayer requests or praises? Oh, yes, Bonnie.
I want to thank everyone for their
prayer. And that is a huge praise, that over the last several months, Ed's had several different health concerns and has been in swing bed and at the nursing home, and but he is now home. We'll pray for strength as getting around tires him out some more, but I'm really glad that he is at home, because that's I think you sometimes heal better at the comforts of where you're at. But we'll be praying for Bonnie as well. I know there's a lot more doctor's appointments and traveling, and she becomes the chauffeur as well. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Dean. So we'll be praying for Nettie. Came down with a severe sore throat. And I know this time of year you want to be sick, but it's the busyness of this season. So we'll be praying for Nettie, and that God's healing hand will be upon her. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin our time together, we thank you that your presence through the Holy Spirit is here, that as the mystery of our faith, that we serve a God who is in three persons and yet is essentially and in nature one, and that you are not confused, that you're, as the Godhead, you have been active in creation, and that as we have gone through the Easter time of celebrating the work that Jesus accomplished on the cross, that he did not cease to be either human or divine, but he is fully God and fully man, seated at your right throne. That as he explained to his disciples, that when he left, another would come, one of the same kind of comforter. And we thank you that your Holy Spirit is present in our lives, that in the world he goes and convicts the world of sin and righteousness and the judgment to come. For us as believers, he baptizes you into your family. He unites us with you, brings us gifts, and guides us. And also, when we don't know how to pray, he prays because he knows fully your mind and what is going in our lives. Thank you that we are not left as orphans. Father, as we look at the week ahead and the busyness of the season, we thank you for travel mercies. We ask that you would extend them to the many different travels, whether it be with the Memorial Weekend coming up or with family vacations or graduations or family events, weddings and such, that you would protect on our travels, but also help us to see where you're at work around us, whether it's in our families or those we come in contact with, to be a light for you. We lift up these requests. We pray for Dean's brother-in-law, Dave. We just ask that as he recovers at home, we're grateful that whether through your hand of healing or the wisdom given to the doctors, that the spot on his liver is not cancerous. But we do pray for healing from this abscess. We also lift up Nettie to you, asking as the great physician that you would lay your hand upon her and heal her from the sore throat. And it's just the reminder of this season of year of, as we are in lots of different crowds, that you would protect us. Father, even when we do become sick, it is that reminder that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and yet we can be brought low by such a small thing as a virus or a bacteria, but you are not bound by that. So, Father, I pray that you would lift up Nettie, give her the strength as well as the healing. Father, we are grateful for the healing you've done in Ed's life and continue to do. We ask that you bring him strength, the endurance and stamina he needs, but we're grateful he is at home. Protect he and Bonnie as they travel back and forth to the different doctor's appointments, and for continued healing for his foot and for the bypasses that he has had done. And we just ask that as we are reminded of the season of the year, that you would be with the preparations for VBS. We thank you for the ministry that you've entrusted to us, to our students and families, and pray for each one that will be helping, that you would give us wisdom and insight in how you're at work in our students' lives. We thank you for Pastor Abe as he guides. We thank you for the CE board as they superintend as well the VBS. And we just ask that in the preparations you would prepare everyone's heart that will be here. We also lift up our missionaries around the world. We thank you for the Elliots as they labor in LaGrange and with Frontier. We ask that you would give them rest and restoration through the summer, continual guidance for not only promoting the school, the interactions with graduates and his RAs that are entrusted to him, but also as a family, that you would continually give them wisdom as they raise their children and the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We are thankful for the country you've placed us in. We ask that you would bring wisdom to our leaders, that you would protect our military serving around the world, that opportunities that we have to promote peace help us to be a part of that. Father, we know one day Jesus will come and will show up as the Prince of Peace. Until that day, help us to be found working for you. And as we receive these offerings from your people, we just ask that you would use them for your honor and glory, and you would bless those that give and the gifts as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Janelle. I was thinking this morning as we were singing that first song that I can often get caught up in the busyness and running around. And some days I feel like I'm chasing my tail, a dog running around. And I get nowhere until I slow down and think about what's important and, you know, where's my priorities at. Sometimes I got to slow down and, you know, look around a little bit at the blessings that I have and the protection that's been provided through the different chaos and things. The song was a good reminder to me this morning that, you know, day by day, God's there to guide us. And every moment he gives us protection. And he's always watching over us, even when we think we're in the control of the situation. So let's stand and sing a bit this morning. Thank you. Can be sure of is that we do have victory in Jesus over everything that this world tries to drag us down with. I think we can all be grateful that he pursues us to bring us out of the dark path that we're all headed down.
You made the earth, you made the heavens, you rule the winds of the ancient skies. You light the world, you melt the mountains, we lift your name and your praise. exalted far above all gods. Forever you shall reign, Lord. You are the Most High God. Most High God. Your throne, O God, will last forever. And you are robed in royal majesty. You rule the world with truth and justice. We shout your praise triumphantly. For you alone are the Most High God over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Forever you shall reign, Lord. You alone are the Most High God over all the exalted far above all gods, forever you shall reign, Lord.
You are the Most High God, Most High God.
You alone are the Most High God over all the earth. You are exalted far above all.
Song. Just another great reminder of God's unfailing love for us and everything that he does just for our good.
You have my heart and I yours forever. You are my strength, God of grace and power, and everything you hold in your hands. Till you make time for me, I can't understand. Praise you, God of earth and sky, how beautiful is your unfailing love, unfailing love. And you never change, God, you remain the Holy One. And my unfailing love, unfailing love. You are my rock, the one I hold. Your unfailing love, unfailing love. And you never change, God, you remain the Holy One. And my unfailing love, unfailing love. And everything you hold in your hand, stay, make time. Can't understand. Praise you, God of earth and sky, how beautiful is your unfailing love, unfailing love. And you never change, God, you remain the Holy One. And my unfailing love, unfailing love. Unfailing love.
thank you that you do make time for us, that you're always available, that you do watch over us day by day and each moment of the day. And thank you for those who are here this morning who have made time for you today. And I pray that you would speak to us this morning through your word as we look into it. In Jesus' name.